Well, as you can easily tell, this morning's theme is about blessing. Frederick Buechner writes, he's a writer, theologian, Presbyterian minister. He writes that the word blessing has come to mean more often than not a pious formality, such as ministers are continually being roped in to give at dinner parties. But in the biblical sense, if you give me your blessing, you irreversibly convey into my life not just something of the beneficent power and vitality of who you are, but something also of the life-giving power of God, in whose name the blessing is given. He goes on to write, yet the word blessing still falls deaf on most ears. It carries little to no depth or meaning. And so our hope this morning is that we might redeem and give life to this word blessing, that it might be the life-giving power of God as we bless one another in the name of a living God and a present Christ who is with us today. We as a community of faith are enjoying a season of blessing. And so the theme this morning is we're blessed to be a blessing. And as we look at our lectionary text this morning, I want to suggest three ways that we might carry that outward blessing from this place of being a blessed people. In Genesis 12, as we've already heard, God speaks to Abram and says, go from your country. God urges Abram to go from that place of security, that place where he might have known everything and felt pretty comfortable, and Yahweh says, go. And so maybe Lent is a season for us, too, to go, to maybe move from those comfortable, easy spaces and go into places of risk, go into places of newness, go into places of mystery. Whatever we might do during this season of Lent, let's consider taking a cue from Abram. Because in verse 4 of chapter 12 in Genesis, we read, so Abram went. So may we move. May we go in the strength of Yahweh in this season of Lent. Three simple things I want to say about this going motif. And we're going to bounce from three different scriptures that were all found in our lectionary readings for this Sunday. Psalm 121, Romans 4, and John 3. 20 minutes on each, 1 hour of excitement and blessing. Yeah! No, our stomach calls too, and fellowship calls. We're blessed for three things. The first one is this. We're blessed to be sojourners. And as Rose has led us in prayer this morning, she's reminded us of this traveling image, this sojourning image. And Psalm 121 is a sojourning psalm. If you've read Eugene Peterson's book, Along Obedience in the Same Direction, he talks about the Psalms 120 to 134 as the songs of ascent. These were psalms that were sung as God's people were journeying to Jerusalem for worship festivals, perhaps up to 3 times a year. And as these people came from different low-lying villages and cities, you actually ascended to the higher elevations of Jerusalem. And so these Psalms, 120 to 134, were probably sung as journeying psalms. And so it's a good way for us to imagine us journeying together with our neighbors here, the Karen community that's with us here in this place, or with our global neighbors, even as we've prayed for people in other countries this morning and tried to sojourn with them. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. This God who is a keeper of our feet and our pathway. This God who shall keep the sun from striking us from day or the moon at night. And yet we hear those words, and as we look at the world that's in turmoil around us, we wonder, really, God? Really, Yahweh? What does it mean for us to know those promises? And as I was thinking on this text this week, I thought, well, maybe the Karen community can help us embrace Psalm 121 today. You who have faced despair, you who have faced oppression, might be able to share stories of hope with us, of this Yahweh of Psalm 21, who in the midst of struggle and strife has promised you that he will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. We're blessed to be sojourners. Secondly, as we look at Romans chapter 4, we're blessed to be life bearers. And I'm just going to focus on verse 16, where Paul the Apostle writes, "For this reason, the promise of God depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his, Abraham's, descendants. Not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who shared the faith of Abraham, in the presence of God in whom he believes, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist." We are called like Abram, who's renamed Abraham in Genesis 17. We're called like Abraham to believe in a God who gives life to the dead, who calls into existence those things that do not exist. And so maybe as we're continuing to move through Lent, what might it look like for us as a community of faith to look around us and see what dead things might need resurrection? Or to look around us and imagine and try to believe in the power of a living God who calls us to be life bearers. And so we travel as sojourners. We're blessed to be sojourners. But secondly, can we hold in our imagination this image of our call to be life bearers, to speak words of life into dead places, to try to imagine hope, renewal, and grace and healing in the midst of places that have become broken and desolate. Thirdly, as we look at our John 3 text for this morning, we're blessed to be salvation sharers. The John 3 text is an interesting dialogue between John and Nicodemus, and as you read through the story and the conversation, there's no resolution. We don't know whether Nicodemus became a follower of Jesus. We have some hints later on in John that maybe Nicodemus warmed up to the gospel or to this way of following Jesus, but we don't know for sure. And rather than speculate on whether Nicodemus self-described as a follower of Jesus or not, I want to encourage us that as we consider this morning's text, to consider our call to be salvation sharers. That's what Jesus was modeling for us in this text, and maybe even using some of the words that are in this morning's story from the gospel, where we might talk about kingdom, where we might talk about heavenly things. We might talk about the Spirit or eternal life or a God who did not condemn but saved. This past week, I brought an interesting book that has piqued my interest for the past several months. I finally went out and bought it this week. It's called The Mystic Way of Evangelism. And I thought, in light of last week's sermon, where I encouraged us to be a people of God who moved from being moral to being mystics, this title caught my eye and my heart. The Mystic Way of Evangelism. What might it be or look like or feel like or sound like for us to be a people of faith, a people who are trying to be spiritually formed in this inward journey, to live this outward journey as well? And by drawing on the Christian traditions, by Julian of Norwich, or the life of Ignatius, or the life of St. John of the Cross, reading these stories and reading these live stories, and then taking that to heart and living this outward journey of faith, hope, and love. This is the kind of evangelism wagon I want to get on, one where we're formed spiritually by the deep traditions of our Christian faith, but then we're still compelled to be messengers of life, hope, and faith through this living Christ who calls us and sends us. So three ways that we're called outward in the midst of this blessing. We're blessed to be sojourners. We're blessed to be life bearers. And we're blessed to be salvation sharers. As we close, I'm going to invite Nippon forward, and Nippon is going to help just translate a few closing comments in our time in today's text. God inspires us to travel together. God inspires us to be life givers. God calls us to be salvation sharers. Today, during our potluck with our brothers and sisters from the Karen community, we have an opportunity to share about our common faith and our common life in Canada. May we live out the reality of John 3, verse 17. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in the order that the world might be saved through him. Let's be a people who bring heaven to earth. Let's join our hands and our hearts together with Jesus. So that God's will might be done here in Edmonton as it is in heaven.
And
Jesus stands here by the presence of his Holy Spirit. And he says, "Lo, I am with you, even to the end of the age."
Amen.
Amen.